Bushnell's new Match Pro Rifle Scope, this week on Mail Call Mondays. This is John McQuay with 8541 Tactical, and this is Mail Call Mondays, the show that answers your questions about precision rifles, optics, and equipment. Welcome to another Mail Call Mondays, and this Monday we are going to talk about the new scope that Bushnell dropped this week, the Match Pro. And the Match Pro is exciting because it is designed specifically to fit in National Rifle League 22 base class competition. We don't have a lot of optics out there that are really designed from the get-go to have all the features that we need for base class competition. Now, the rifle sitting in front of me is a 22. It is a Chris USA DMK-22C, and this is their LVOA model, so it looks like the Warsport LVOA. This is a 22 that we are trying to see how well it will work for base class competition, although the base model, not the LVOA model, is a little bit less expensive and probably is a little bit better suited to base class competition. But we have one of those sitting back here too. I grabbed this one because this one has the Bushnell Engage rifle scope on it, which is a very similar form factor to what the new Match Pro is. Now, I don't have a Match Pro in yet, because they just dropped them this last week, and I am getting ready to board a plane tomorrow for Ireland for the Guardian long range match in Ireland. So we don't have enough time to get the scope in, get it mounted up, and get any preliminaries on it. But I wanted to talk to you guys about the different features on it and why I am really excited about this scope. So first up, it is a first focal plane scope, which is really, in my opinion, very, very important for NRL 22 competition. Very often, we are moving between targets, say a 25-yard target and a 75 or 100-yard target. And when you're moving back and forth and bouncing between those targets, dialing is not really that difficult, but you also have to adjust your parallax. Even if you are dialed down to a relatively low magnification, you still have to dial the parallax in to actually be able to see that target. I took a chance on the last match that we did and whipped some shots without adjusting my parallax and just aimed for the center of the blur and totally blew those shots that would have been easy shots had I just taken the time to dial the parallax. Because you have to bounce back and forth between two turrets, I find myself very often just using the reticle to hold over and just turning the parallax to adjust. I don't really want to have to adjust two different things at the same time. So that first focal plane reticle allows me to hold over at whatever magnification I have the scope set on. Now, something like the Engage sitting here in front of me is only correct. The reticle subtensions are only correct at the highest magnification level. So if I'm going to hold with the reticle, I need to leave it at the highest level or apply a correction factor, and that gets a little bit too complicated for running on the clock. So, first focal plane is great, but that usually bumps up the price point on scopes, and then you start to creep outside of the budget that you have for a scope, and it results in not having much left over for the rifle itself. So, it's nice to see that they include that on the Match Pro. Next is the magnification range. The Match Pro has a 6 to 24 power magnification range. The Engage in front of me has a 4 to 16. So the 6 to 24 is great because it just bumps it up all the way across the range. I would never have this thing down to 4 power in a match because even a 25-yard target, we're shooting at relatively small targets. So you would have that magnification up in the 8 to 10 power range. With the 6 to 24, that's great. The bottom end, I would probably still wouldn't use the 6. I would still be in that 8 to 10 power range, but having it there is not a drawback. Having the 24 power on the top end means for those 100-yard paper stages, I can really get up close and personal. I can see my bullet holes in the target. So if I need to make a quick adjustment while I'm shooting the stage, then I can see where my shots are impacting and adjust based on that. So I think 6 to 24 is a great range. The 3 to 18 or the 5 to 20 tends to be my preferred range. 6 to 24 is great because it encompasses that. Next we have the 50 millimeter objective lens on it. And 50 millimeter objective lens has pros and cons to it. The drawback is it causes you to have to mount the scope higher up, especially if you're running an AR type platform. But the big benefit to it is when we are looking at lower price point scopes, the coatings and the optical clarity is not on par with the top end $3,000 to $4,000 rifle scopes. So you lose a little bit more light going through the optic. So having that larger objective allows you to start with more light and gives you a little bit of a brighter sight picture. If you shoot into dusk, then again, that larger objective works very well. The parallax, which we mentioned earlier on the Match Pro, is adjustable down to 10 yards. That is absolutely great in a rimfire or a scope that may even find its way onto BB guns, air guns, that kind of thing. Coming down to 10 power is really great. It allows you to get a nice, clear, crisp sight picture at much closer ranges that we use these rimfire rifles at. And of course, the top end is still infinity. Most optics will do whatever to infinity. Most of the scopes that I use, the higher magnification, they only go down to 25. So having a 24 power scope that dials down to 10 yards is pretty great. Next, we'll run down to the turrets. They are locking turrets, so you will have the push-pull locking like we have here on the Engage and like we have on the Forge. They are 10 mils per rev, which is nice because with 10 mils per rev, the second revolution, it's easier to keep track of where you are at. I don't like scopes that have 6 or 8 or things like that, because then you have to, if your scope says 3 but you're on the second rev, now you have to remember to add 8 to it, whatever. With the 10 mils per rev, if you know you're on the second rev and you're on 1, you're on 11. If you're on 5, you're on 15, etc. So very easy to keep track of that with 10 mils per rev. There is 18 mils of travel for windage and elevation. They claim that this will allow a 25-yard zero on rifles equipped with a 30 MOA rail, which is great because 25-yard zero is really what I prefer for rimfires. Now, of course, this is going to be dependent upon your rifle system and your rings and how everything ends up lining up, but that was the design factors. This also means with 18 mils of elevation, it is going to allow you to still use the scope, the Match Pro, on flatter shooting centerfire rifles. You know, using it on a 6.5 Creedmoor or 6 Creedmoor, something like that, you're probably not going to have a problem at all. So if you're really trying to stay on a tight budget and go centerfire, then this scope will work on a centerfire rifle. The scope turrets are toolless resettable, and from the pictures that we've seen, it looks like they use the same kind of system that the Engage has, to where we have this center screw that unscrews off of it, and then we can pull the turret, turn the turret wherever you want, and drop it back on, and then just put this center thumb adjustable screw in and tighten it back down. This is really great because what I've noticed is rimfire rifles, the zero tends to drift on rimfire rifles a little bit more than it does on centerfires. So it's nice to be able to go out the morning of the match, shoot a quick zero confirmation, make a little tweak, reset everything, and go on without having to get Allen keys out and work with very fine thread set screws and all this stuff. So I really like toolless adjustments for the turrets. Now, the drawback is you do lose zero stops. You do not have zero stops on the turret. That's understandable at a scope in this price range. It's understandable that they had to delete some features somewhere. And while I really like having zero stops available, on a 22 competition scope, zero stops are not really necessary. You are not going to be really running on the second rev very often on a 22 competition unless you are shooting a long-range 22 competition. So something like an NRL 22 match, you're not ever going to be on the second rev of the turret. So not having a zero stop is not missing anything. If you go out and you shoot to 300 yards or so with a 22, then yeah, you're going to be getting on the second rev. And being able to come back and bang a zero stop might be beneficial, but with 10 mils per rev and only 18 mils total travel, I don't think a zero stop is really that big of a deal. You're going to run into the internal limitations of the scope fairly quickly. So if you need to get back to zero, you can just bring it down until you hit the hard stop on the scope and then come back up to wherever you need to be. The reticle, we mentioned it's a first focal plane reticle. It is their Deploy Mill glass etched reticle. So it is a Christmas tree style reticle. So you do have marked subtensions down there. You have wind holds and everything. It is a very nice reticle overall. Again, the fact that it's a first focal plane means that you are going to be able to use those wind holds and those elevation holds at no matter where you're at in the magnification range. And the reticle is illuminated. So that is nice to see that they did not cut that, because if you decide to shoot a night match or something of that nature, you have that ability for hunters that maybe want to put this on a centerfire rig and use it dusk to dawn. Then you've got that added little bit of extra in the shadowy hours. Additionally, I find that if you are going to use a first focal plane scope in the lower magnification ranges and you're using it in a wooded environment, then the illumination is nice to help you prevent losing the reticle in a cluttered background. You get a lot of tree branches and stuff crisscrossing in, a lot of brush, and then you have to dial that magnification down. Then it can sometimes be hard to pick up the reticle. Turning the illumination on means there you go, you see it, it's pretty easy. The turrets are, as we mentioned, locking turrets. So you push the turrets down and they lock. You don't have to roll them. I much prefer having locking turrets over zero stop if I have to choose one or the other, because it's less likely that you are going to brush them. Now, when you are using them, you can just pull them up, leave it unlocked. So dial wherever you need to dial for the stage. And then when you're done with the stage, put it back to zero and lock it back down. That is a possibility if you want to choose to run it that way. Most of the time though, I just keep them locked and I use holds in the reticle for NRL 22 matches. It does have a 30 millimeter main tube. No real reason to go up to a 30 millimeter tube on this type of optic. I like that they kept it at the 30 millimeter tube, because that's pretty much the standard for this price class of optics. When you go into 34 millimeter mounts, they become more expensive. If you go down to 1-inch tubes, then you start to have difficulty finding a pretty wide range of mounts for what you want. And we like to use the beefier, heavier duty mounts in these kind of competitions. So 30 millimeter tube is perfect for that. Lastly, it utilizes Bushnell's Exo Barrier. So that is their anti-dust, anti-dirt, anti-water. It's a hydrophobic coating as well. So it is coated with their Exo Barrier. So overall, it looks like there was a really, really nice feature set. Now, the big deal is the price point for this scope is $499.99. So they kept it right one penny under $500. So for NRL 22, that leaves you about $550 to spend on your rifle, which you can get a really nice rifle for that price. You can put on a Ruger Precision Rimfire, quite a few other rifles out there that will keep you in that base class. So this is pretty exciting. Now, one thing to be aware of, I mentioned when we did the Bushnell Forge unboxing, the Bushnell stepped up their presentation, their product presentation. The Forge comes in a really nice box. It's got like magnetic latches in the cardboard box. It came with a sunshade. It came with scope caps, all that. Don't expect to find any of that on the Match Pro. Bushnell reps told me that they put all their money into the scope itself. So it comes in very plain packaging. It does not include the scope shade. It does not include the flip caps. And all of that was, again, trying to meet that low MSRP for NRL 22 competition. When you set up your rifle for base class, the scope caps and the sunshade don't factor in to the base class price point. So being able to have those as additional purchases and have a lower MSRP for the scope itself, and then have to spend you know, $20 later on sunshade and scope caps, that just helps you out as far as complying with the rules. If they included them and then bumped that price up $20, that's $20 less that you have to use on the rifle. So overall, they went with a strategy specifically intended to comply with the NRL 22 rules, which I absolutely love. And again, we are explaining this scope focused on 22 rifle competition, but this is not a 22 rifle scope. That is what it was built for, but it will be fully at home on a centerfire rifle, and I do intend to actually put some time on a centerfire rifle with it when we do get our T&E model in here. So overall, that is the new Bushnell Match Pro scope. I really wanted to cover it this week because it is an exciting option. Those of you guys that may be looking to get into NRL 22 competition, or maybe you have a scope on your rifle right now that really is not working out well for you, this is a really great option. And I've been fairly impressed with Bushnell Optics all along. They sent us out the Engage, they sent us out the Forge. The Forge, I am really happy with on our open class rifle. That will probably be on there for this entire season. So we'll see how that goes. And when we get the scope in, we will come back and give you the full rundown on it. Hopefully I have one on the way right now. And when we get back from Ireland, we'll be able to unbox it and give you our first impressions of it. Now, next weekend, I will be in Ireland for the Guardian Long Range match at Midland Shooting Center. So for those of you that are watching this from Ireland, I really look forward to being able to say hi to you and meet you face to face. So please, if you see me running around with the camera in my hand, feel free to come up, say hi, grab a picture, whatever you want to do. I'm really looking forward to seeing you guys and wandering around the beautiful green countryside of Ireland. Sarah is going with me, so we are going to have an absolute ton of fun. So that is it for this Mail Call Mondays. If you guys have any questions about anything we've covered on this Mail Call Mondays, then please drop it in the comments section below or send it to us on Facebook or Twitter. If you like the video, please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. If you want to know more about what we're doing here and see a little bit of a look behind the scenes, then please check us out over on Patreon. We would love to have you over there, and it helps you support the content that you know and love. And until next time, get out and shoot.